day, the U.S. military has accepted the surrender of another one of the most wanted Iraqis. Saddam Hussein's last defense minister turned himself in to an American general. The minister's name is Sultan Hashim Ahmed. He surrendered in the northern city of Mosul, which is where we have reached NPR's Emily Harris. Emily, can you tell us how this surrender came about?
This surrender happened after about 6 or 7 weeks of quite intense negotiations with a lot of different parties here. The U.S. military, very top-level military officials were involved, members of the former defense minister's tribe, members of the two local Kurdish political parties that dominate politics here, and also a human rights organization. A lot of feelers, a lot of meetings. And at the end, what happened this morning, after having breakfast in a house in Mosul, the former defense minister handed himself over to the U.S. military, to Colonel David Petraeus, who's in charge of the 101st Airborne, which controls northern Iraq, and he will be taken to Baghdad and questioned in Baghdad about his position under Saddam Hussein.
You said negotiations. What did the United States give up in exchange for the surrender?
It's not clear that they gave anything up. People who were negotiating on behalf of the former defense minister said that they expect that this means that the U.S. won't prosecute him. The U.S. has not made that promise publicly, but they do say that he is wanted merely because of his position, because of the job he held as defense minister, not for any specific criminal acts. And they did promise that he will be treated with the utmost respect and dignity due a person of his position, a high-ranking general. He's expected to be quite thoroughly questioned, but it's likely that he will not be detained for an extremely long period of time and will be able to return to his family at some point.
Well, why would the United States agree not to prosecute him? Is it because he might have valuable intelligence information?
That is one possibility. Also, he's very popular here in Iraq. People, especially in Mosul, like him a lot, that he was in a position that he had reached through years of being in the government, and if he had tried to leave the regime, he would have probably been killed. This popularity is something that the U.S. military definitely took into consideration. In fact, earlier this summer, they had put out a Mosul's Most Wanted list, which included him on it, and that was televised, and that got a lot of negative reaction from people here because he's so popular. So that was one reason the U.S. military wanted to show that they're trustworthy. They can say that we'll treat somebody right. Come talk to us. We want to see what you have to say. We want to understand how you were in the position you were in. And they leave it as we'll take it from there. But they also say that as far as they know, he wasn't accused of any specific crimes under the Saddam Hussein regime. So that's where they were willing to negotiate with him.
I gather the list of Mosul's most wanted is not a short one, that this former defense minister was not the only wanted man in the area right now.
There's another man that the U.S. military is looking out for very, very much. He's number 6 on the most wanted list, and he was the vice president of the Revolutionary Command Council. Just yesterday, U.S. military officials announced that they had caught his secretary, and they say this just puts us one step closer to catching him. He is not going to be getting any sort of promises of being treated in any special manner because he's believed to be behind a number of the attacks that continue here in Mosul against U.S. soldiers. So he's very much a wanted man, but not yet captured.
And of course, Uday and Qusay Hussein, Saddam Hussein's sons, were found and killed in the city of Mosul, which, along with his latest surrender and the other news, makes you wonder if there's something about that city that made Iraqi officials think that they would be safe there.
This was the home of many Iraqi army officers. And yes, the Uday and Qusay capture was something completely different. I mean, a huge firefight left 4 people dead, both of those, the sons of Saddam Hussein, plus one of their sons and a bodyguard. Big captures. I mean, they were number 2 and 3 on the U.S. military's most wanted list. The defense minister who turned himself in today is number 27. This is a city where clearly some of the top figures of Saddam's regime have spent some time.
NPR's Emily Harris is in Mosul in northern Iraq. Emily, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.